Heavenly Father, we thank you that we meet together today to remember the birth of Jesus into our world. And we just pray that he might come into our hearts today to help us to meet with you and to hear what you have to say to us. We pray that you would open our eyes and our ears to meet with you today. Amen. So at last it's here. The last door on the Advent calendar opened yesterday. The last candle on the Advent wreath lit. At home we've got an Advent candle with numbers on. I have to confess there are a few days where we've had to burn three in one go, but we've got it all sorted and finished off yesterday, so we're all ready for Christmas. And this morning we also come to the kind of culmination of our Advent series on light. And so we're talking about the true light that has come into the world today. The true light has come into the world. There are many interchangeable words this morning in our passage. Jesus wasn't mentioned, but Jesus was talked about. Jesus, the Word, the Light, Emmanuel, all these words meaning the same thing, all celebrating the same thing. Jesus, the true light that the world had been waiting for, had come. And it's time to celebrate. So I hope you're celebrating today. When my oldest son, Jonathan, who is sitting on the front row, and I'm hoping to really embarrass, was about seven, I think, and I was driving him home from Beavers, and he started moaning about all the garish lights that were outside the houses that we drove past and all these decorations. And so I said, oh, come on, Jonathan, Jesus did say he was the light of the world. Yes, replied Jonathan, but he didn't flash. And I think he had a point, because Jesus is the constant light, faithful, there all the time, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So what is there to say? I know you don't want me to go on too long, so I've got four very quick points. I'm ignoring the hecklers. Four quick thoughts. Well, first of all, spoiler alert, it's not really Jesus' birthday. It's not actually his birthday. And I don't just mean, actually, that Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December. I'm sure most of us know that the 25th of December is only his official birthday. Important people like the Queen and Jesus have two birthdays, an actual one and an official one. So my official birthday is... Only joking. Though, to be honest, I do like to stretch my birthday to an entire week if I can. Now, what I mean is, it's not Jesus' birthday in the sense that it was when he came into being. Our reading tells us that Jesus was there at the very beginning, involved in all of creation. What we remember at Christmas is the coming of the light, God come to earth in human form. Not arriving fully formed like some caped superhero, but born as a frail, dependent human baby, come to bring light and salvation for all who believe. I've said that very quickly, but it is a fact to contemplate throughout today. God coming and living among his people. Emmanuel, God with us. Secondly, well, before I get there, let me tell you, I've been a bit grumpy this Christmas. At a prayer meeting back in November, I told everybody about the new game that I'd been playing. I've been playing it this Advent, and I've got a few other people playing it too. And it's called Where's Jesus? It's a bit like Where's Wally, you know, the picture book where you had to find Wally. But actually, Where's Jesus is more difficult. I know Alan mentioned this game a couple of weeks ago in his talk too. So where's Jesus? Well, he wasn't anywhere to be found in the glitter and the decorations of any of the shops that I visited. He was on very few of the Christmas cards that I saw in the shops. I can't buy a Christmas card to my husband that doesn't have, or that has anything to do with the story of Christmas on it at all. I suppose I could if I went to a Christian bookshop, but not in a normal card shop can I get one. So he was on very few of the places that I've been and the things that I've seen. Although I do have to say, in the presence of a German visitor, he was at the German market. And to be fair to the post office, he's been on the Christmas stamps. But since November, and at the risk of sounding a bit like Jonathan, I've been bemoaning the fact that the one whose birthday we are celebrating doesn't seem to have been invited to the party. What a dark world we live in. Join me in my grumpiness. But we read in the passage, and this is my second point, the light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. The darkness has never and will never extinguish the light. So it made me have a bit of a rethink about my game. And guess what? I found Jesus in the garden centre, in home base, in Aldi, and everywhere that I've been. Not in some plastic twee nativity scene with the gazing ox lovingly looking at the baby, but Jesus is in me and each one of us who believe. So wherever we go, we take Jesus into those places. And so it made me wonder, is Jesus going to be seen in the places that we go today? Are we going to take him into our families and our friends for them to see and meet with him today? I was thinking about it being a bit like the sun and the moon. The moon has no light of its own, but it reflects the light of the sun. So we reflect the light of Jesus in home base and Aldi and the garden centre. Or maybe Jesus is the sun, the light that never goes out, whereas maybe we're more like torches, sometimes shining brightly, sometimes shining dimly when we need recharging or new batteries, and sometimes maybe even switched off, depriving others of the light that we might otherwise bring. Maybe even, I do like to stretch my metaphors, maybe even we are solar-powered torches who need to make sure that we spend plenty of time recharging in the presence of the sun. Corny, but something to think about. Thirdly, my third point from this passage, we are family. I know I've said it before, but I absolutely love being with my church family to celebrate on Christmas morning. I really want to be here with my brothers and sisters, all of us sharing the same Heavenly Father. Family isn't just about where you were physically born. It's so much more than that. So if you are here on your own today, you're not without family. Your brothers and sisters are sitting next to you. From the passage, some people accepted him, that is Jesus, and put their faith in him. So he gave them the right to become children of God. The passage read, they were not God's children by nature or because of any human desire. God himself was the one that made them his children. We are children of God. Some people did reject and will reject, but others accepted and believed, and more still will accept and believe, and they will be made children of God. God longs to make all of us his children. So if you haven't already, come and join the family. And finally, and not actually from this passage, But later on in John's Gospel, Jesus is recorded as saying, "I am the light of the world. Follow me and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light that gives life." Follow me. Follow Jesus and you won't be walking in the dark. So maybe it's time for a new game. Instead of "Where's Jesus?", let's start playing "Follow the Leader." Let's finish with the final verse from our reading. "The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God has come down to us." Amen.